This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Plumes of smoke rose over the Gaza City skyline on Monday with the noise of blasts echoing over the city as Israeli troops and tanks attacked from the east and west. Plumes of smoke, dust, and explosions could also be seen on the edge of the Gaza Strip from southern Israel. Israel's military said it had struck more than 600 militant targets over the past few days as it expanded its ground operations in the Gaza Strip, where Palestinian civilians are in dire need of fuel, food, and clean water as the war enters its fourth week. Health authorities in the Hamas-run Gaza enclave of 2.3 million say the 3 weeks of Israeli air and artillery strikes have killed more than 8,000 people. Gaza's medical chiefs are turning to volunteers to help run an emergency service buckling under Israel's offensive. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
Israel accuses Hamas of locating command centers and other military infrastructure in Gazan hospitals, something the group denies. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society have previously said evacuating hospitals isn't possible, as the sick and wounded cannot be moved. Thousands have gathered at hospitals in Gaza City, with many sheltering in makeshift tents, hoping for some safety from the bombardment. The UN Humanitarian Office said 117,000 civilians are sheltering alongside thousands of patients and doctors in hospitals in the north.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. A senior Russian rabbi on Monday urged the Kremlin to ensure that rioters in the predominantly Muslim Dagestan region who stormed an airport to quote-unquote catch Jewish passengers on a board from a flight from Tel Aviv were harshly punished. This is VOA News.